Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New information this morning about that now endangered missing alert for a 6-year-old Everman boy. We're now learning the child hasn't been seen in months. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
An Amber Alert was issued for 6-year-old Noel Rodriguez Alvarez on Saturday. Police were then informed that Noel hasn't been seen by his family since November. The boy's mother, Cindy Rodriguez Singh, told police that he was with his father in Mexico, but that was determined to be a lie. Police issued an endangered missing alert after learning the boy's mother, siblings, and stepfather boarded a flight to Istanbul over the weekend.
If you've ever talked to this family, you know anything about the family, we want to know.
That is Everman Police Chief Craig Spencer. He says Noel has several physical disabilities, making the need to find him even more urgent. An arrest warrant has been issued for Singh for making a false report regarding a missing child, but police say there's no evidence that her other children are in any danger. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A bill moving through the Texas legislature is drawing support from both parties. It's aimed at making sure the state has all the drinking water it needs. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
A Texas Senate committee unanimously passed a bill that would create a Texas Water Fund. Chairman Charles Perry says the state's population is growing, but rural areas still make up 85% of Texas land, and those areas need money to pay for repairs to their systems.
And those are in small systems. A large part of that, they just don't have the tax base to go in there and fix it. They'd have to raise your water and sewer rates on the local level.
He says Texas is losing 136 billion gallons of water a year through those systems. So the committee has unanimously passed two bills that would put a constitutional amendment before voters that would create funds to rebuild infrastructure and add new supply.
I think voters expect the state of Texas and on a national level that the pipes are going to have water in them when you turn them on.
Companion bills are now waiting for hearings in the Texas House. Voters would have to approve the fund, but neither the House nor Senate has finalized an amount the projects would cost. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Lee Merritt, a well-known Dallas civil rights attorney, was arrested over the weekend while demonstrating in Collin County.
Merritt spent the night in jail on two charges, unlawful carrying of a weapon and obstruction of a highway or passageway. Both are Class B misdemeanors. It's likely he'll appear before a magistrate today and be released. Merritt's name has become well known both in North Texas and around the country for representing clients involved in high-profile cases with a racial component. Locally, he represented the family of a man who died in custody in the Collin County Jail, the same jail where he was locked up Sunday. On the national scene, he was frequently seen on TV representing the mother of Ahmaud Arbery, the Georgia man who was fatally shot in a race-based murder in 2020. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The floor is going down this morning at the American Airlines Center for the Women's Final Four. Dallas also hosted the largest event in women's basketball back in 2017. But Monica Paul with the Dallas Sports Commission says this year will be even bigger.
I think you're going to feel the energy, quite honestly, too. We know we felt it on the court in 2017. But there is a different energy. There's additional participation, too, from a corporate standpoint. And then, you know, combining the championships, so hosting the D2 and D3 championships and really being able to celebrate those student-athletes, I think is pretty special.
The final two spots in the Final Four will be decided tonight as South Carolina faces Maryland and Virginia Tech tangles with Ohio State. LSU and Iowa claimed their spots in Dallas yesterday. And Rangers fans are going to love this one. Starting this season, it won't take as long to get your concessions. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more.
If you need to run to the concession stand at Globe Life Field, but you don't want to miss too much of the action, you can now visit the Express Grill. You either swipe your credit card upon entry or scan your palm that you register with Amazon One, and anything that you take out is automatically charged to either your credit card or to your Amazon account.
We have all the food lined up and ready for you to grab. You grab it, immediately walk out and go right back to your seat.
Casey Rapp with Delaware North tells me, unlike other Amazon Go stores like the ones found at DFW or Love Field airports, the items at the Express Grill outlets are not limited to typical convenience store fare.
If you want a hot dog, nachos, hamburger, pretzel, all those items are easily accessible in here, not just a beer, a soda, or a water.
The new Express Grill outlets are located behind sections 108 and 124. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.